Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
Amuse is a cannabis delivery site that is reinventing the way consumers order and consume cannabis. With Amuse, you can shop brands like Houseplant, Pure Beauty, and Can at amazing deals all the time and have your order at your door within hours. Best of all, your first order is $30 off. California residents can use the link in my show notes to access a whole new kind of dispensary all at your fingertips. Want to fuel your body with protein but haven't been on the same page as your protein powders? Well, now Live Well Nutrition brings you 100% plant-based protein made with only the best organic ingredients. Check out the link in the show notes to shop all the delicious flavors and get some recipe inspiration. Hey everyone, it's me, Yamanina Bhimaram, comedian and host of Pillow Fight. This week, I'm joined by Dove Clark. Dove is a California-based business owner and content creator famous for their fabulous outfits and incredible commentary. You can find more of her on Twitter and Instagram at LoveDoveClark. Hope you like the episode!
Pillow Fight. This year's made of goose.
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
Pillow fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow fight.
How are you? I feel like I've been seeing so much on your social media about like you running businesses, running boys, running life. So I just wanted like a little update from you how things are going.
Yeah, things are actually going really well. Just launched a company, which was pretty big because I've been working on it with my dad for a pretty long time, maybe about 2 years now. So we just got to launch in January. That was really exciting for us. My life has just like completely upgraded from where I was probably like this time last year. Like I was really just like mentally, physically, like everything just not doing well at all. And it's done like a complete 180. I was going to say 360, but 360 would be the same spot that I was. So did a 180. And yeah, I'm really happy with what's going on in my life right now. So
that's so good to hear. Yeah. I saw that you are moving away from candles. I had an original candle back in the day.
Oh yeah. So I started the candle business just because like I originally started it because I wanted some candles in my room. And then I posted a picture of them and people were like, we would buy these if you sold them. And then I just like turned into a candle slave. I was just constantly like making candles, like always doing stuff. I was like, I have to run my candle business, blah, blah, blah. And then I like hired my ex-boyfriend to work for me. Overpaid him. Like,
oh, I didn't know he was like fully on the payroll.
Oh, he was making like way too much money. He was fully on the payroll. I don't know what I was doing there. I just kind of like guessed. I was like, well, he works hard, and I had way too much money at the time, so I was like, I'll give him some of it. And now that I have no money because I started a business, I'm like, I need all of that. I need that back now. And anyway, so yeah, I eventually like added soaps to my shop and I found that I like making soap so much more. It's just so much like the process is cleaner. It's easier. Like my candles, I would make like cool shapes and stuff, but then I would try and take them out of the mold and they would just crumble in my hands. Like there'd always be wax under my nails and like wax all over the house, like spilled in the fridge, like everywhere. And I'd have to like scrape it up with a razor blade. I felt like Cinderella, like just constantly. I was like cleaning, like slaving over these candles. And then I was like, I don't like this. I don't like work in the first place. I don't like hard work or any sort of like manual physical labor. Like I'm just not a fan.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's something I want to be doing. So I was like, okay, but making soaps seems to be a more like peaceful, calming, like, I don't know, it's like therapeutic almost. And then I'm like, okay. And then I get to give people these cute little soaps I made and then I get money from that. But it's not like, like running the candle shop was like full on slavery when I was my only employee. Like I was running the social media, like I was making all the candles, boxing them, like buying all the supplies, and it was just so hard to manage. And yeah, it was just a lot. So now I'm like, okay, I'll do the soaps now. I can,
yeah,
I have the capacity to do that. But also with my ex-boyfriend threw like $2,000 worth of orders just on my front porch. Like there was like a ton of broken candles. And so I was like, yeah, I'm not recovering from this one.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's enough.
There's like emotional and physical like stress and
it was
bad
so
vibes
stress.
Attached.
Yeah. I think it definitely had like bad vibes attached. I was like, I'm gonna do that.
Well, that's good for you. I'm glad that you're done with that. And I definitely feel like running a small business is so much work. So
it's so much work. I really thought it would just be like, oh, fun. I do a couple things, print a couple labels. No, I was running back and forth to the post office. People were like, where is my package? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're just
the post office is like the DMV also. And I don't think we'll talk about that enough. And it's a horrifying place.
No, so it's
to go
so
there all the time is.
Yeah.
Scary.
They start to know you in there, and then they're like, ship a lot of boxes out, what's in them? And then I'm like, I make soap. And then they're like, can I have a soap? And I'm like, yeah, if you go to my site and buy.
Oh man, well, soap, I'm excited for your soap launch. Hope that it's a lot more tenable than your candle.
Yes.
Shit. And now you know not to hire a guy you're dating to work for you, I guess.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, a bad guy that I'm dating.
Yeah.
I don't want any more of those, but.
Yeah.
Fuck. Mary. Kill. Fuck, Mary, kill.
Okay, so, the first headline. In the midst of all this ongoing Joe Rogan drama, I think this came after it came out that he said the N-word a bunch of times, but I'm not sure like where in the timeline this exactly happened. But comedian Whitney Cummings defended him saying, quote, comedians did not sign up to be your hero. It's our job to be irreverent and dangerous, to question authority and take you through a spooky mental haunted house so you can arrive at your own conclusions. Stay focused on the people we pay taxes to be moral leaders. To which comedian Mark Maron replied, maybe add to be funny to the list. Number two, Kim and Kanye's divorce feud came to a head last week when Kanye took to social media to come out against his ex-wife for trying to kidnap their children and put them on TikTok without his consent. Kim then went on Instagram and shared that she wants to co-parent with Kanye, but he has made it impossible every step of the way. Number three, I don't know if you remember this, but last summer a trailer got released for a movie called Karen, starring Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black. I never really followed its release schedule, but I saw that this week it got nominated for 9 Razzie Awards. So Razzie Awards are to honor what the group deems as the worst films and worst performances of 2021. And Karen got 9 Razzie Awards, including the Razzie for, or not got, but it was nominated for 9, including Worst Picture and Worst Actress. So, fuck, marry, kill, the headlines of Whitney Cummings defending Joe Rogan for taking you through a spooky mental haunted house. Kim and Kanye fighting on Instagram stories about how to parent their children. And Karen getting nominated for 9 Razzie Awards. What would you do?
I'm trying to decide what I mean by fuck. I'm scared to say anything bad about Kim and Kanye. I'm scared of them. I think Kris Jenner is like gonna find me, send someone to my home and be like.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this because I know a lot of people, like, people really, really are taking sides on this in a way where I'm like, oh my God, it's really personal and you don't know either of these people and it's like not on your business. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of people who are like Kanye said stuff about how like that family has like used black men and now he wants to protect his black children. But then there's also people being like, okay, well, Kanye
and let them,
you know, like you walked into that family, like you chose to be a part of it, and then you stepped out and like started all this drama online, and now you're conveniently saying that. And I guess I like want to hear, I can't really like speak to that issue so much, but like I guess since you are a Black woman, I want to know like if you have feelings on that specifically. Like the Kardashians definitely like cling to Blackness as like something that's trendy, but in this particular issue, I guess like,
well, I just don't trust anything that they do. Like that family, I feel like everything they do is like planned and like a setup, like to keep them relevant. So I just don't, like, I just can't trust anything that's going on. Like, I don't even know, like, yeah, sure, they're divorced or whatever. Like, they could still be like, I don't know. I don't.
You secretly really think they're like still married in love. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, they could be tricking us all. Like, we just don't know. Like, they just do stuff to stay relevant. So it's like, I just got like a Skims collaboration. So I'm like scared to talk about her. I'm scared to like say anything bad about her, but.
I stand Skims. Those Skims are the coziest, comfiest.
No, they are. They really are. I got them in the mail. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff like Kanye said in the past, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff got, it was taken out of context, like things that he said, because I ended up like, I don't know, getting really high one night and like watching a bunch of videos of Kanye with, like talking about things. And like, I think this man is just really thinking about things in a different way. Like, I don't think he's really actually like anti-Black people and anti-Black, like, I don't know. But then also it's like, why get involved with the Kardashian family? I don't know if they're holding him hostage or like they have some dirt on him, but I don't know. I do kind of feel like I get where people are coming from saying it's convenient that like now that this family is like of no use to him anymore, like he's trying to reclaim his Blackness, all that. But it's just like, I don't really like celebrity drama. Like, I just,
yeah,
like, I don't care about them. Like, I just can't trust them. So it's like, I can never have a real opinion on it. Cause I don't have that like parasocial, like thinking that I know them or really anything about them. Cause I know how people set up media stunts and like do all this shit for attention. So it's just kind of like, I don't know if I can ever really trust anything they're really saying, if that makes sense.
Can you imagine like if the breakups that we had in the last year were on like in the media on the level? That would be really, oh, really, really
would be showing up to our ex's houses with like pitchforks and
or though, like I think that like I kind of think like he could weaponize the media against me and I wouldn't know what to do. Like I
would absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, scary. Man. It's so, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Very, that would be so unfortunate. Like,
I know.
I'm so glad that I'm, like, not famous and people don't have an opinion.
Because, like, I even feel like just having, like, I don't know, tens of thousands of Twitter followers, I already feel like that's its own level of, like, people sign up to.
Like people are literally like, oh, well, that's what you signed up for, dating a white man. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Like, and I'm like, you don't know anything. But imagine if I was like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
That would be insane. That would really, really, really. People would be saying, I don't know how I would do it.
Like, he would have diehard fans. And that would be like, I can't imagine my fucking loser having any fans, though. So I feel like I would win. I would win that public battle. You, on the other hand, I don't.
you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I think for that reason, I would kill that whole headline just because, like, imagining myself in their shoes, like, I think it probably sucks to either one of them right now.
Okay, I agree with that. Yeah, that's none of my fucking business either.
Like Kanye, over the years, like my relationship to him has changed. Like I was probably like a huge Kanye fan. I'll admit, when they got together, I was like, "This is so hot!" Like, because also when Kim started dating Kanye, her fashion got so much better.
Yeah, and she was like cool for a minute. I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
And like,
I'm still not really a big Kim Kardashian hater. I have to say, like, I don't know. I don't really know what she's about,
like the
though.
One in that family that I kind of am rooting for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, just, I think particularly with this divorce, it's been like hellish for her, I'm sure, because she seems like she's taking care of the kids predominantly. And like, mm-hmm. and like, Kanye, I want him, I want the best for him. I don't know if he's like doing everything and it, like, that he can to like be in the best state mentally.
Also, like, as random strangers in the public, like, we don't know his, like, the extent of his mental health issues and stuff like that. So it's just like,
yeah.
Also, like, who are we to speak on it? So it's kind of just like, I don't know what to even say about that situation. So yeah, I agree with you. I would kill that one.
Exactly. And I also feel like the kids, the best part that I say we want about Kim and Kanye, they do have like four adorable children. And I do feel mm-hmm. bad that their parents are feuding on Instagram stories. So
yeah, I'm glad they're like too young though to like really
understand.
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd kill that. But
so embarrassing. Your parents, imagine your parents like fighting publicly on Instagram, like posting screenshots of like DMs to each other because they like blocked each other's numbers. Like, are you kidding me? What do you think this is?
It's so 2022.
Yeah.
It really is.
The world is changing.
Yeah, but the Whitney Cummings, Marc Maron, and Joe Rogan situation and the Karen movie. Getting Razzie nominated.
My those are so funny. I'm like,
yeah. The Razzie Awards, I saw like there was a lot of discourse today on Twitter about how they're like bad and how people are haters and whatever. And I do agree to some extent, like people derive a lot of joy off of hating on things. And I think maybe it's mm-hmm. a little bit, I think maybe it goes a little bit too far to nominate like specific actors for like worst performance. Just something about like nominating the Karen movie for worst picture does feel like it, that's fair. Like it's fair to
yeah that sounds to, funny as fuck to me. So yeah. I would say fuck that one. The Joe Rogan one I definitely want to marry because I'm sorry. Could you repeat it for me again?
Okay.
He said the N-word a bunch of times and they were like,
Yeah, so he said the N-word a bunch of times and then Whitney Cummings said, comedians did not sign up to be your hero. It's our job to be irreverent and dangerous.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Authority.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Is Whitney Cummings perhaps by any chance a white woman?
She is.
So, and I know Joe Rogan looks like a pinto bean, so mm-hmm.
that's too nice.
I feel
honestly.
Like it is your job as white people. First of all, your identity as a white person comes before your identity as a comedian, so it's your responsibility as a white person. I wouldn't call you a comedian because you're not fucking funny. So your job to maybe not say the N-word ever, or defend other white people for saying the N-word. Like, what?
Yeah.
Or you can continue now. Like, what was the rest of it?
Okay. It's our job to be irreverent and dangerous, to question authority and take you through a spooky mental haunted house so you can arrive at your own conclusions. Stay focused on the people we pay taxes to be moral leaders. And then Marc Maron, who is like kind of an older league of comedian, but I, as a Gen Zer, know him from GLOW, and I loved him in GLOW. But he replied, maybe add to be funny to the list.
Yeah, I'm going to marry that one. I really like that. I like that.
He ratioed her. Like, I think that he got, like, double the likes on that reply than she did on her tweet. I also think it was so funny that, like, everyone was doing versions of that tweet.
Yeah, I think just like, I mean, I could tell by looking at Joe Rogan's little beady rat eyes and bald head that he has said the N-word many, mm-hmm. many times. I didn't know this was news. I didn't think this was something that needed to be said. It's like one of those things that I feel like goes without saying, like, I can see it in you. I know you said the N-word with the hard R to your family and friends, and they laugh because it's funny to them, because that's who you surround yourself with.
To me, like, it's news to me that Joe Rogan feels like he identifies as a comedian.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what he was about.
I thought he was just like kind of a thought leader or whatever. Like that's what he thought of himself as. But I'm learning now that he has like terrible stand-up and all this stuff. And I didn't even realize like he was identifying as a comedian.
I thought they were two different Joe Rogans. I thought the one Joe Rogan was like the transphobic stand-up comedian Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. And then I thought there was like this other Joe Rogan that had a podcast, because I was like, there is no way that this 50-year-old man that is telling these terrible jokes is the same man running this podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was very unfortunate to discover that he is the same man.
And he used to host Fear Factor.
Yeah.
Which is so random.
He had hair, right? He had hair.
Did he have hair then? I don't know.
I remember the Fear Factor guys having hair. I can't believe that's the same guy.
Let me look it up. Joe Rogan Fear Factor. Oh, yeah. I guess he did.
He had hair?
Look at that. That's another man.
How does that happen to you? How do you let that happen to you? He used to look like that. Not that he's cute by any means, but very different from insane. Very different from what I saw recently.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd fuck that headline. Just because it's a big clusterfuck. Like it mm-hmm. I don't really want to be legally bound to it. but I think it was like a really fun moment in time to watch everyone come together against this dumbass white woman for defending Joe Rogan. And I think like in those moments, it's like, how can you be so dumb? Especially like, I think Whitney Cummings has kind of made her brand around like being a woman. And
I literally have no idea who this person is.
She's a big mouth.
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, she's a big mouth. That's like, she has her own podcast and she has platformed her own share of like kind of annoying people. But.
Oh.
What are these reactions you're having? Her. Just kind of stink face response.
I don't know.
But I would marry the.
Sounds a little weird.
Yeah, just a big mouth.
He does, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think I would marry the Karen getting 9 Razzie Awards, because I feel like that's... Karen getting 9 Razzie Awards. I haven't seen the movie, but I know just from the trailer that it deserves it. And I feel like when society comes together against something and tells the truth in a funny way, and I think none of this really, really... had any negative effect on anyone. It's just mm-hmm. like a bad movie that we've been like, this is bad. So I think it's honest. I think it's a reflection of the moment. I would marry it because it's, you know, actions and consequences. So it's not punishment. It's just consequence. so that's why I would do that.
Okay. But, that's fair. I like that. I like that answer.
I kind of think I do maybe want to see the movie at some point, though, just to...
Oh, I have to laugh. I need to know.
Yeah, because I watched the Addison Rae movie. Like, I think that I kind of honestly enjoy movies more when I know they're not supposed to be good, because otherwise they're too long and I get restless.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if I know they're going to be bad, I'm like, I set myself
You're
up
You're going into
that.
This, like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see mm-hmm. this piece of shit.
right yeah.
Now. Okay.
But... I don't know.
Ray movie. How was that?
It was not good, but it was short and okay. it delivered exactly what it said it would deliver. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she did her job and she left. And then, you know, I think it was a good first movie for Addison Rae, you know?
Okay. Yes, girl, give me nothing.
I really, exactly. Like, that's exactly what it was. Like, it was the kind of thing where I was with, like, 10 friends. We just wanted to put something on in the background.
Mm.
And we were like, oh, my God, Addison Rae's movie is out. Let's watch it. So we watched it.
Yeah, I didn't know who Addison Rae was until, like, a couple months ago. When somebody was like, I saw her somewhere. And people were like, oh, you don't know who Addison Rae is? Like, that's so amazing for you.
Yeah, it is.
And then I was like, okay, now I really need to know who this person is. And then I was like,
Would you rather? Let's play a game of Would You Rather.
Okay, so conspiracy theories are everywhere about whether or not Queen Elizabeth is actually alive right now, or if she's dead and being hidden from us. I want to know if you would rather die really young and have a bunch of people mourn you, or live till really old but have to watch people prematurely celebrate your death.
First of all, I am never trying to get old. I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like I've been on this earth for like 200 years already. I'm tired now. This sounds so bad. I'm like, I'm ready to go right now. I would like to live like a little bit more of my life and then die. Like, I think I would rather die young. Not I think, I'm positive that I would rather die young and have people be like, oh, we love her. Like, get to the queen is a fossil. I'm so sorry, but like, she is so old. And I think she is dead, if not dying.
Yeah.
Dead. Like, only, like, those are the only two options. Like, she's on her way out if she's not already there. But I forgot the rest of what I was going to say about that. Definitely not trying to live to be that old and have my death celebrated because I was so awful and old. Like, no, I don't need to see that. That's none of my business. I totally would rather die young. What about
you? That would kill me. Like, just watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, wow.
I'd be like, wow. Okay. Tell me how you really feel. I would rather die young too. I feel like for a long time in my life, I said that I max would like to reach 60. Like, that's my, I'll tap out then.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Like, I'll have a grandkid maybe, see them, hug them, then I'm ready to die. That way my children have some family. They're not so sad. If I don't fuck them up, they're not so sad. They have family. And like, the grandkids aren't fucked up about it because they're not going to remember it.
Exactly. And
I'll probably have done everything I needed to do and not have to, like, sit around and be bored and breaking.
Yeah.
Because I already feel like my body's falling apart. I can't imagine
that old, like, and even being, like, 40. Like, if I'm falling apart like this now.
Yeah.
What is
it? It's a little bit scary. My mom, though, is in, like, the best shape of her life in her mid-50s. So I'm, like, maybe that'll happen. Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah, I hope that happens to me.
But I don't know. I'm not going to bank on it. I had a friend come over, like, visit this past weekend, and she's, like, in law school, and she's really working on, like, criminal justice sort of stuff. And I was saying to her that if I was ever facing imprisonment for, like, my life, I would rather just be executed. Like, I would rather just take me to death row.
Absolutely.
And bring me some meal. Yeah, bring me some meal that I know I couldn't digest, but it'd be fine because I was just going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then just eat it, die, move on. And she was like, no, like, I'll work on it. I'll fight. Like, I'll get you out.
No, you really don't have to do that, girl. Like, it's really fine. It's fine. Good.
But, yeah. So, I would definitely rather die young and have a bunch of people make, like, fan cams of my life. And
yeah, exactly. You know, yeah.
Someone's gonna extract this audio and be like, you're so insensitive. Like, my XYZ died young, and like, you don't understand what that's like. And it's, you know, it's like, I'm sorry.
We're talking about your XYZ right now. We're talking about XY me.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always felt that way. I remember I told my dad that once when I was young. I was like, yeah, I'm like, I'll die at 16. He was like, fuck, like, you know, but I'll wait till my parents are dead. That way they don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that would be terrible. Like, I can't imagine dying before my parents. That would actually kill them.
Yeah.
So, my parents are obsessed with me. Like, they would totally just drop dead. And my sister too. Like, so my whole, like, one of us is gone, like, the whole line dies.
Yeah. I think my mom would be miserable that she's been left alone with two men if I died. Because she'll call me and be like, yeah, like, they're just talking about whatever. Like, I'm bored. Talk to me. So I think she'd be really bored if I died. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I also would rather do that. What happens after Queen Elizabeth dies, like, for the royal family? Do you know?
I do not keep up with these dusty white people. I really don't care about them at all.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them. Like, I don't know what they're about. I just know they're evil and old and white.
Yeah.
And they, like, I don't know, just anybody who's, like, still, you're a monarchy in 2022? Why? There's, like, just a little power dynamic there that I just don't like, so I don't care about them. I don't even know, like, who's in line. Is it the bald guy? Is he next?
I think that he's in line with his wife, Kate. Is that her name? Kate Middleton?
Oh, yeah. Kate Middleton. I remember, like, everybody, like, loved them, like, praised that couple. Like, people were obsessed with them. I had a teacher at my school that had, like, mugs in her house that had, like, the royal family on them. Like, plates and, like...
So many Indian moms.
Meghan Markle thing.
Yeah. Like, so many Indian moms were, like, in love with Kate Middleton and obsessed with their wedding and stuff like that. And I was like, what is this? It's some kind of weird sicko Stockholm syndrome being obsessed with the monarchy. Like, I don't
literally
know.
Literally, I think so.
So, you know Rishi Mahesh? He's, like, friends with Michaela. And so he's on Twitter, but... He was saying it's just like, I think it's like cuckery.
A lot of men.
He's like, I think it's cuckery to study abroad in England or to
it is.
To watch the crown. Like,
wait,
I think
I'm gonna follow him. I'm gonna follow him. That's good. Not my place to speak on it, but I'm still gonna laugh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel that way too. But I actually hooked up with a British man recently.
Oh.
And he was saying that the general feeling of, like, young progressive people in Europe is that the queen dies and then for some reason everyone's like, oh, that was the last
that's enough for y'all.
Yeah, like, no more, we don't have to do any more. Yeah. you guys can take a break.
Can we get a president or something?
Yeah, because they have, like, they're all fake, I guess, but I don't know.
So like, okay, first question I guess I'd have to ask. Do you know what a coon is?
Yes.
Like, when black people say it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so is there, like, an Indian equivalent of, like, a coon? Do you guys have?
I haven't heard a word for it, but there's definitely that kind of person, and there's so many of them in America. like Bobby Jindal. Like, there's a lot of Indian-American Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do about those?
I guess we kind of share Kamala Harris in terms of her just being embarrassing. Like, I think that's something that, like, you know, we like the handshake emoji. Yes. So there are definitely people that fit that, but I haven't heard a term.
Yeah. Well, when a term comes out,
it's like a race traitor, I think. Like, that's all.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
more
personal. I'm opening it up to all the listeners of Pillow Fight. If you are allowed to be writing a term for an Indian race traitor, if that is a demographic that you can write jokes about without punching down, please submit to me your term and I will pick my favorite.
Start using it.
So, truth or dare?
I don't trust you. I just think, okay, I feel like a pussy for picking truth, but dare.
Okay.
Okay, never mind, truth. Nope, you made a face. I didn't like your eyebrows just now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we'll start with the truth then. Okay, what's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Me trying to think of all the places. All the places. This is so embarrassing. maybe like outside in the woods.
Okay. Yeah.
Area. I feel like there is somewhere really weird that I'm just like forgetting, and I'm just like, oh.
I think outside in the woods is like a fair answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like the guy's parents' room.
Oh. That parents' was like, room.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I felt pretty disrespectful. I was like,
I mean, it's his parents, so you know.
Yeah, so yeah, it was his parents. Like, I would never do something like that.
Yeah.
He also like nutted all over the headboard, which was just ridiculous. Like, I was like,
what was the headboard made out of?
Cloth.
So. Okay. Yeah, as opposed to like a wood headboard, which you just wipe off.
Yeah. And I don't think he really like cleaned it either. So I think it was just like there. And then his parents like yelled at him and they were like, you're never allowed to be in our room.
Yeah. I mean, I would be upset if my child did there, that.
But
yeah. I would, if my child nutted on my headboard.
Cloth headboard.
That's like sick.
I was like stressed
Freudian.
The whole time. I was like,
I wouldn't even like address my, if I found out my child did that, I would not even bring it up to them. I would
I would never. I'd be like, I would just lock my door. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
This room of the house is now off limits to you. For no reason. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
But.
Put like a pin, like a pin number on the door.
Yeah, like a pass lock or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
What about you? Like, you're not answering these questions, do you?
Oh, but you ask if you truth or dare me back.
Oh, I so have to truth or dare you back.
Yeah. But I would say the weirdest place I've had sex also outside on my college campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Truth or dare?
I'll do a dare.
Okay. I dare you to tweet out that you're looking for new slurs to use. And
okay.
whoever comes up with the best one, I feel like white people are going to submit things. So I'm like,
Maybe I'll say looking for new slurs. If you have a group, you're, if you looking for new slurs, to use if you represent a community in need of a new slur, please submit below.
Oh my god,
like that.
Yes, I like that.
Okay, done. If anyone says anything,
well, it's my fault. I'll take responsibility. I'll be like, actually, it was a dare.
Let's see, once Dylan Adler dared me to say that I had gotten into Juilliard, everyone believed me, went like crazy viral. And then the episode ended and I was like, you guys.
Sorry.
I felt so bad. Okay, we wait. Should we do one more round? Should I?
Yeah, let's do another round.
Truth or dare?
I didn't like your face when I said dare. I just like, okay, dare. I'll say dare, but like.
Okay, I can give you two options that makes
okay,
you feel any better.
That's, yeah.
The first option is if you could post a video to Twitter or Instagram stories, whichever you prefer, of you like reenacting one of Azalea Banks' rants, or post a picture of Joe Rogan with hair from the Fear Factor picture and say, like, I would bang young Joe Rogan, but without hair, you lost me, or something like that. You got options.
You know, I feel like if I tweeted that I would bang young Joe Rogan, people would actually believe it based off my track record. So I think that one would be fun.
Someone face-apped him. Look at this. Someone face-apped him. Someone yossified him.
I hate it. He looks like Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose followers for this. People are going to be like...
That's the thing is, though, like, the biggest problem with Joe Rogan is that he's Joe Rogan. Like, yes. Above all, like, I don't think he's attracted by any means, but if I saw him on the street and he wasn't Joe Rogan...
All white man, just most of
them. I would just be like, okay, like, that's the dude. But...
That's a dude, but he's Joe Rogan, so. Yeah.
That changes things, so.
Well, that's out there.
Let's go look.
Hate it. All right. Truth or dare?
Since I did a dare last time, I guess I'll do a truth.
Describe, or like, tell me your... most embarrassing sexual encounter.
Oh, I have so many. Most embarrassing for me or most embarrassing, yes. Like
whatever you think would be funnier, actually.
There was this guy who I hooked up with in college. I think this is my most embarrassing sexual encounter. I don't know. There's a lot. Okay. I feel like every sexual encounter I've ever had with anybody that wasn't like someone I was in love with was embarrassing.
Just embarrassing.
But so I met this guy at like a frat party, already embarrassing. And we were talking, whatever. And he is pledging a frat at the time. So he's like about to do hazing, like in hazing, whatever. I end up hooking up with him one night. He's so skinny that his hip bones bruise me. Like, I get bruises from his hip bones. Wow. And the whole time he's like saying nothing. And I keep being like, are you having a good time? And he's like, I'll tell you if I'm having a bad time. And I was like, what? Why? I would like to hear something before you decide you're having a bad time. I don't know about that. And then just continues on that way. It's very weird. It's over. I have to take a piss. I accidentally go into the men's restroom in the dorm, that floor. It's like 2 a.m., but some guy who I like know sees me and like screams, whatever. I end up leaving my phone charger there at this guy's apartment, at this guy's like room or whatever. And he is doing frat hazing. So the next week, he's not allowed to speak to anyone who's not in this frat. That's not like a teacher. Like, that's the rule. So he's allowed to speak to like for class and for frat. That's all. And so I left my phone charger there. And so it's really embarrassing. So I had to like go send like three guys I knew like in that frat to go and like track my phone charger down and get it back. And then like after this frat thing was over, I never spoke to this guy again. So
okay, yeah, that's
I was like, fair. It's not like anything major happened. It was just like overall a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Every detail. Like, it was just, like,
that's pretty embarrassing. Like, you had to like recruit people to go get your shit back. That's a lot.
Usually I just keep that to myself. I would not invite people into the, you know, but I had to because he was like taking this seriously. Like, he would not text me back.
That's
frat
seriously,
like my phone, my 6 foot phone charger, like the long boy that
the
like
one you need,
yeah,
the long
is
boy,
gone.
Yeah.
So
no, I would make it everyone's problem. So I get it.
Yeah.
Not that you asked, but
I also found that this guy was engaged in high school. It was very weird one time. So. Better than the guy, though. It is better than the guy who I hooked up with in college, who is now married to a girl who he married on a plantation. And now, to this day, that guy still, like, DMs me on Twitter being like, why are you talking shit about me? And I'm like, did you or did you not get married in a plantation? That's all I said about you. I did not say anything else.
Talking shit about me. Like, you could have not gotten married on a plantation, and you chose to do so. Yeah. So,
Like, I didn't say your name.
Who knows that you exist, I'm going to talk about it.
Nobody who doesn't already know you and know that you got married in a plantation knows that I'm talking about you.
Exactly.
So,
like, relax.
You know, so.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men will be upset. They, you know, they just,
yeah, they love to just get mad about nothing. Yeah. Like, they just like to be mad, I think.
Yeah.
They like to be angry.
But.
I'm going to tell you one of my embarrassing sex stories.
Okay, please.
Yours made me think of it. When you said he was like so skinny, the hip bones were bruising you. this man was also like, he was like 6'5", but I was like, this was like peak alcoholism for me. Mm-hmm. I was just not in a great place. And one day I just like, I like hooked up with him a couple times too. Like this was like a week long ordeal. This was like a whole week long relationship. And I looked at him one day and I was like, has anybody ever told you that you look like McLovin? And he was like, no one has ever said that to me before. And I was like, you totally do. I fucked a guy that looks like McLovin.
That's
that makes
great.
Everyone feel better about everything they've ever
was
done.
He like cool?
Yeah, he was super cool. Like, he was a really nice guy, actually.
Yeah, then.
Yeah, like.
Good for him, you know? Thank you so much for joining me. I had so much fun.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Is there anything that you want the listeners to know? Any advice? Anything to plug before we go? First of all, never let your shitty boyfriend make candles for your company.
Yeah, literally do not hire your shitty boyfriend to help you make candles. Also, like, maybe don't. If you would like to fuck young Joe Rogan or current Joe Rogan, please keep that to yourself. Never tell anyone about it. That should literally never leave your lips, and you should take that to the grave. I promise nobody wants to know. Yeah, that's I don't really. Oh, I guess I do have something to plug. Is it annoying to plug my business?
plug away.
I just started a company, by the way. It is very hard to describe in accessible terms. Still working on that, but basically, we sell purses. So if you need a purse, head on down to authenticbae.com and check us out.
Yay! Yay! That's so exciting.
Buy a purse from me. That was it. That was all I had to promote. So
thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to everyone listening. We'll see you next time.
Yes, see you next time. Bye.
Follow Big Comedy on social media @ILoveBigComedy.